When Christ comes, it says, he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. I wanted to have him riding through blood up to the horse's bridle, like, you know, hip deep in blood. The winepress was trodden without the city. Jesus is returning to Jerusalem, and they're going to be, and that's also where the two witnesses will be slain. They're going to be slain there. He's going to return there. And we will be gathered there when he returns. And they're going to make war against him there. And he will make war against them. And he will bring the plagues. When those hailstones come down pummeling the armies of Satan, of men who serve him. And they are pummeled and pummeled and pummeled. Their blood shed. That to me is like the wine press action. Maybe why it's likened to it, because they're going to be pressed like grapes, and they're going to be popped, and the blood will flow deep. Is Christ actually going to ride throughout? Well, it says, there's a chapter in Isaiah 63. I did a song, it was one of my earliest songs. Who is this that cometh from Edom? Who is this with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, conquering in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be splattered on my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Christ will come the way he is pictured in white many places. When he returns, he will be wearing red. And the red of his garments will be the blood of his enemies, splattered all about his garment, when he brings his wrath down on them, when he tramples, treads the winepress of the fierceness of God's wrath, with fire in his eyes. So, there will be quite a bloodbath when Christ returns, and this is what this is, this imagery at the end of chapter 14 is looking forward to that. And, really chapter 14 and 15 and 16 are kind of all together about the wrath of God when Christ returns. You know, we had chapter 11, we had the seventh trump. Then when the 12th, we had sort of the revelation of the woman and the dragon, how history is seen through God's perspective, or from a perspective of truth, and understanding how things really are. And then 13, you see that is revealed to us the beast and the nature of this deceiver, who we had sort of previewed in the trumpets. He was, you know, there are signs of his coming, and then he comes. But then Christ comes, and his kingdom is thrown into disarray. And we read about that now, the coming of the Lord. He stands on Zion. So we went from, and we go back again, you know, when we see in 19, we have the vision of the bride and the lamb. I mean, there's no strict chronology. It's all somewhat chronological, but it jumps, there's a little teetering back and forth. We're looking, it's like going through a gallery of imagery of the end of the world and how it's going to be. Different aspects are shown, and sometimes in one image covers events over a period of time, and there is overlap between the different segments of prophecy. And that's basically what I would say, is mostly a lot of the stuff is overlapping. Yes, there's a general progression of time, but there are also sometimes when you go back and there's a sort of recapping and overlap. So, you know, I think I've said enough about the judgment and about his coming in. You know, this imagery of the wine press is fairly self-explanatory when taken in context with everything I've already said. I'm just looking at the verses and seeing if there's anything more I have to say on this, and I think not. You know, there is also other wine press imagery. I think of Jeremiah chapter 25. I'm not going to actually cover there, but it's, you know, it talks about God saying, you know, all the nations will say, you know, we don't want to drink of this cup. And he says, no, you shall surely drink. And people are not going to want to drink. But you know what? God has said it. It will come to pass. And that's how this is how it's going to be. And so it is very blessed. You know, you look at what are the things about this said. I mean, do we have to, are all these details important for us to know? Well, it is well we know them. Like I said, I've memorized the book pretty much. You know, I have to sort of sing it to bring all the words to my remembrance, because it's hard to take, when I take it out of the rhythm of the singing, it kind of, I kind of lose my place, because it's all formed into the song. But what is the most important thing I take from it? It's all the stuff about fear God, the everlasting gospel, give glory to Him, worship Him. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. They that keep the commandments of God, the faith of Jesus. That what He's telling us, what we ought to do, is all related to faith, obedience, patience. The same things you read throughout the New Testament. You know, I mean, the things that are expected of us, that keep us, are our faith and waiting and patience. All these, this is the same stuff. The tools you are supposed to be using now are the same tools you will need at that time. So it shouldn't be intimidating. We need to just be about His business now, and we will have nothing to fear at that time. Because look, the love of God is upon us. He is moving, you know, we've passed from death into life, and the reckoning of God. In the reckoning of God, He has cast all our sins behind Him. He doesn't see it. And so we have to know that that's where we're going. And every day we're approaching closer to that. And we should look for in our lives the changes and pray and seek them so that we'll be built up in our confidence. Because I like to be confident. I'll tell you what, if I never in my life overcame alcohol, it would be hard for me to be confident. If there were not things in my life that I could look to and say, look, at the Lord delivered me from that, just like David when he faced Goliath. You know, Goliath, the giant, the insurmountable foe, seemingly. But David knew something. He knew, hey, the Lord delivered the bear into my hand. He delivered the lion. And this Philistine will be no different. I've dealt with big, nasty monsters that I couldn't handle before. He knew what to do. He knew. With a sling and a stone, he brought down the giant. He didn't try to go out there with a sword or something like that. Something he hadn't, that he did not know how to defeat him with. But he went with what God had already showed him. He would deliver according to what he had already been walking in. Same thing with end times. He will deliver us according to what we are already walking in. So keep walking in the Lord, and your deliverance is assured.